Welcome to the Benson & Benson Podcast, and I'm Rachel.
And I'm Tom.
And what are we talking about today, Tom?
Superstitions today.
Very superstitious?
Yeah, we had Friday the 13th come by this week, last week, and we thought about some superstitions that people have, and we're going to talk about them.
Okay.
I'm not superstitious. I am a little stitious, though.
Only un stitious?
Just a little stitious, not superstitious.
I don't know. I don't think I'm superstitious at all, but like I'll still do so. I don't know if it's like a mental illness, but I'll still do stuff that I remember doing as a kid.
It might be. Part of it's tradition, I suppose. The definition of superstition is a widely held but unjustified belief in supernatural causation leading to certain consequences of an action or event or practice based on such a belief.
Right. Fair enough.
So, I don't know. I think about the history of superstitions, and I imagine it's probably a coincidence a lot of stuff started out that way. Like, back in our lizard brains or something, it's like, if I pick up this rock, mm-hmm. and then I had a good hunt, mm-hmm. or a good harvest or something, I should continually pick up this rock.
Right.
To continue to have the good luck.
I'll just keep this rock with me all of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if something bad happened, I think back, I'm like, oh, I broke that mirror or whatever.
Well, because our brains have to connect it to something. It's kind of like the plague and stuff.
Yeah. It can't be, it just can't be random. It's got to be caused by something. And that might be our human nature, our ego, thinking that we control everything. Like something we done affects the world around us.
Well, like I was saying about the plague, they were talking about, like, the Black Plague. They're like, oh, yeah, it's because of the Jews. Like, it had to be, because they're different. And it's like,
I don't know if that's a superstition or just straight up, like, racism.
Just hating the Jews. Or, like, if you did this so many times, or if you breathe the bad air, mm-hmm. You're gonna get, or if you work in a, they even said if you work in a latrine, you're less likely to get the plague. I'm like, I feel like you're more likely to get the plague. You're working around shit all the time.
I don't know.
But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about
superstitions.
Superstitions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very superstitious.
Right. I said, I think a lot of it has something to do with, a lot of it would be like tradition.
Yeah.
Kind of gets passed down too.
Well, yeah. It's like, well, this, and I think a lot of it's like, so people don't do stuff like breaking a mirror. Who likes cleaning a mirror? Nobody.
I'm sure a lot of superstition comes from, like, cautionary things also.
Yeah, like telling your kids, hey, don't open up this umbrella in the house because you're going to stab another guy's eye out. So it's just bad luck. Don't do it. Mm-hmm.
Same thing with walking under a ladder and stuff. It's just not safe.
Well, yeah, that. But they also say it's taunting the Holy Trinity.
What?
Have you heard that?
No.
It's because it's a triangle.
Oh.
You're walking through, it's the Holy Trinity. So you're mocking it.
Hmm. Hmm.
Fun fact.
There's a lot of reasonings for superstitions that we have, and a lot of them obviously are based in the supernatural, like the definition said.
Yeah.
Kind of like saying bless you when someone sneezes. Superstition that the devil can come into your body as you're sneezing. Like, for some reason, your body becomes the Death Star when you sneeze, and it's got a weakness, the devil can get in there.
That's another, in the Black Plague area, though, is when that started. It was because, like, the Pope at the time was like, hey, your heart stops when you sneeze, so when you come back to life, I'm gonna say bless you. That was the big thing. I don't know why. He's like, your heart stops when you sneeze. What?
I don't think that's true, but
okay.
Science was in its infancy back then, so.
Yeah, I guess. We don't. Back then it was like, hey, you got ghosts in your bones, take this cocaine.
You got ghosts in your blood, take cocaine about it.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, I think that was actually pre-cocaine, but whatever.
Come back with this heroin and you'll be fine. I don't know, there's many, 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 like, birds pooping on you.
Yeah, our mom always said, like, bird poops on you, it's supposed to be good luck.
I just think it's because we always got pooped on by birds. We were very upset about it.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You could be like, well, you know, it's like rain on your wedding day. It's like, It's supposed to be good luck. I think you're just trying to make people feel better about having a shitty day.
I guess. But you got pooped on in the hair. It's a bad time.
Our grandmother, our mom's mom, I just thought of this. She doesn't like to cross days off on the calendar.
Right, because it's supposed to be like crossing your life off or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I cross the days off. I'm like, it's fine.
I don't know. Something about like, I don't know. She's weird about it.
Yeah, because it has something to do with like life and death and yeah, I remember that. That's weird. We have a weird family.
This is true. That's how we ended up the way we are, I'm sure.
But I was telling you earlier about reading through this list. It was like, don't sleep south because of some reason. It says, don't sleep west because of some reason with your head facing west.
You can only sleep north and east.
Yeah. No, that's can't it. Sleep north.
Oh, east and west.
Avoid sleeping west and avoid sleeping north.
East and south.
You only sleep east and south with your head facing east or sleeping south.
If you've been sleeping any other way, that's why your life's been shitty. That's the reason.
That's why your life sucks.
Some other things like spilling the salt, I think. Yeah, throwing it over your shoulder. People do that without even thinking. I see. Like, people just like, and I'm like, what'd you do that? It's like, I've always done that.
I remember doing it because of Billy and Mandy.
Yeah, I watched that show with you a little bit, but I don't.
Do you remember? You remember? Yeah, the Grim
Adventures.
I don't
remember the salt.
Part. There's a part where Billy.
To me, it's a waste of good salt.
Yeah, just throw it in your mouth.
Yeah. That person be creeping up behind you is me wanting the salt.
How? No, there was a episode of Billy and Mandy where he was like, Billy spilled a whole bunch of salt, and then like all of a sudden this little creature starts crawling up his shoulder and gets into his ear and starts making him smart. It's like an earwig. And if they threw the salt, he would have died. Usually it makes people stupider.
Yeah, but since he's dumb,
yeah,
made him smart. I suppose.
I mean, I guess probably a good time to take a break. Yeah?
Okay, night-night, everyone.
No, we just need to take a break.
Take a break. Don't break any windows.
Listen to our ads and whatnot.
Yep, here's an ad. We'll be right back. And we're back. Just your luck. You came back.
Haha, we're back. Or bad luck. Joke's on you, we're back.
Either way, we're like a bad penny.
What's that mean?
It keeps coming back. Bad penny keeps coming back.
Is that bad juju?
I don't know. I think it's just like if you have a crappy penny, you're just going to keep. If you try to give it away, you're going to get it back. What it means. It's a superstition.
Okay. You're going to get another penny back or the same penny?
The same penny. It's like a metaphor. You put out bad energy.
What's a metaphor?
I don't know. You use a metaphor whatever you want.
Thank you. Get out.
It's my house.
Oh.
You get out.
My house now. I've commandeered it.
But speaking of pennies, people think that picking a penny off the ground, you have good luck.
Only if it's heads up.
Does it have to be heads up?
Yes. Upside down, it's bad luck.
Find a penny, pick it up. All day long, you'll have good luck.
Only heads up. Only heads up. Do you not know that? I'll leave a penny on the ground if it's upside down.
Must be nice. Be so rich. Just leave pennies on the ground.
That's a lie. Pick them all up. You should see how many pennies Mom and I come home with when we go on a day out. I'm like, look at all these pennies. We're so poor. Please buy our merch. Please
send us money.
You can give us on Castbox or on Anchor. You can give us tips.
Oh, wow.
That's a fun fact. I just found that out the other day.
Oh, really? Yeah. I don't know anything about it. I just do this for fun.
But did you hear talking about the epidemic and stuff earlier about plagues and
the coronavirus.
Yeah, there's the coronavirus. The best thing right now there, it says right here, the best time to go to the hospital is on Wednesdays.
You're not allowed to go to the hospital right now.
Well, I'm just saying, the best time to go. Down. Old wives' tales, best time to go to the hospital is on Wednesdays.
Why?
I don't know, it just says best time's on hump day.
Oh. It's because the doctors aren't stressed out about being Friday and they're not groggy from being Monday. It's like middle of the week and gonna get better care because they're not mad.
Probably. And also like the beginning. Well, you don't want to go like the beginning of the day. You want to go like... not even close to lunch. You kind of want to be like in the middle there. I don't know. I feel like you're lucky. If you get to choose your time, you go to the hospital.
People have a weird thing with numbers, too.
Yeah.
I know in America, like 13.
Yeah, because Friday 13.
Well, just the number 13 in general is supposed to be bad luck. Like, hotels and high-rise buildings won't even, like, label a floor the 13th floor sometimes because of superstitions.
They still won't. Like, if they make a new building, they'll be like, nope, won't make a 13th floor. Like, won't leave it at 13.
It can have more than 13. Yeah. It'll go from, like, 12 to 14.
Yeah.
Skip to 13. Which is weird to me, I think, but I don't... I'm not very superstitious, like I said earlier.
Yeah. You think just that you're a bad person, bad things happen to you. Yeah.
When I worked, speaking of numbers, when I worked at the gas station or the grocery store, just wherever I worked where I was dealing with money, if the total came to like 666 or 6666 or whatever, people would buy something else.
Yeah.
To get that number different.
Silly. I'd keep it.
Yeah, I keep all my receipts
that
say 666.
Same. We are the same.
Like, I won't get a receipt normally, but if it comes to 666, I'll be like, yeah, I'll keep that receipt.
I'm like, give it to me. She's like, usually they ask me, they go, you want to buy something else? I'm like, no, keep it.
Maybe that's a tactic. Maybe. Sales tactic. I don't know.
Maybe. We're just like, no, that's awesome. Give it to us.
I'll be back tomorrow and buy the same thing.
It used to be, back in the day, you could buy, and this is like going into like when I used to smoke the devil's lettuce. You could buy a blunt wrap and the Bob Marley tea for $6.66. It was a good time.
I was gonna say you can get a 20-ounce soda and a chicken strip for $6.66 with the BP. So anyway, back to the devil's lettuce. I see a lot of. I don't know if it's superstition. It is superstition, but. But like I said, in rituals, like people drinking and stuff, they do shots. They always tap the glass.
Yeah.
On the table.
People get mad if you don't do it.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't get it. I'm like, I just want this in my body.
I've seen people with like the six-pack plastic rings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't break the last one. You have to keep the last drink on the thing.
What? I've never heard of that before. I've heard of, like, taking a cigarette and flipping, like, the corner one, and that's your lucky.
Yeah, flipping one around.
Yeah.
I think that comes from what I remember reading. It was, like, a Vietnam thing. Maybe it was even a World War II thing, but it was a military thing. The soldiers would take one of their pack of 20, flip it over, and that was their lucky cigarette. They'd smoke it last.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, if they lived long enough to smoke that last cigarette, it was lucky.
Oh, that makes sense. That does make sense. I don't know, I get confused and then light it backwards. And they'd be like, damn it!
Yeah, so, I don't know. You were talking about, internationally, like Japan, the number 4 is bad luck for them. Because the pronunciation is very similar to their word for death.
Yeah. And, like, if you see the number 4, they try to get away from it. They try to either move it to 3 or move it to 5. I don't think they have, like, house numbers, like, 4 or anything.
Yeah. Our, in Harvest Moon games, like, you can get on the TV at, like, if you get on the TV at, like, 4:40, like, usually it's just a regular TV show or something tells you about the weather or something helps you in the game. But if you get on there at 4:40, it'll just be like, 4:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44:44: 4 is scary for Japanese people.
Right. Like, that's weird. It's weird. I get it. But it's like 13.
It's
for
13
us.
Or 666. Black cats.
Ooh, this one's fun. I know about this one.
Yeah, people don't like black cats.
Do you know why they don't like black cats?
Because they're racist?
No. Maybe, but no. It's because back in the day, when there was witches, and their familiars would be cats, and the whole thing was like, oh, witches, they turn into cats. They'd be a black cat because they're witches. So if you ever come across a black cat and you cross it, you're going to have bad luck because witch. And it's like, stop it.
Back in the day when you're witches, you're insinuating there's no witches now.
I'm saying there's no witches ever. No hell.
I like to say that Rachel's view on witches is not the Bits and Events podcast's belief on witches. so we don't get cursed by any witches that may be listening.
Okay, I'm going to say there's witches now, but not witches that can turn into anything. There's not the witches that they used to think. You know what I'm saying.
I'm going to see a black cat later, and I'm going to say, God damn it, Rachel. Get out of my house. They're after me now.
What I'm saying is, I don't think they can turn into animals or have... I mean, they have familiars. I get it. But I'm saying witches, if the belief of that they would be evil and malign and would turn into creatures to kill you, no. But there is witches who worship the earth, this and that, blah, 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 whatever. You're fine, witches. I love you. Teach me your ways. I want to learn more. I need to know more about what you do.
Black cats get a bad rap, and I don't... Like, I don't agree with people who want to kill black cats.
I used to have
like, that's crazy.
She's a good girl.
I don't understand. Like, Halloween time especially, people were killing black cats and stuff. And
because sacrificial black cat ceremonies, whatnot.
Just an excuse to kill cats, I think. It's stupid.
People love to have an excuse to kill cats. I hate it. It pisses me off.
Don't kill cats, okay?
Rachel likes cats.
We're pro-cat over here.
Pro-cats.
Benson and Benson podcast. Pro cats. Hashtag pro cat.
Hashtag. Official.
I know there's a lot of other superstitions out there.
There's like superstitions about left-handed people. There's superstitions about mirrors. Mm-hmm. Everything else.
Sports.
Yeah.
Huge sports superstition.
And
the people that have sports superstitions are the type of people who make fun of you for being a big fat nerd too.
Yeah. And then you're like, you're a nerd.
I used to, I don't know if it's a superstition or tradition, but then like I've said 3 or 4 times already, I think there's a fine line.
I think they're the same. I think it's you or me and I am you.
But I used to eat zebra cakes and drink
white Powerade. Powerade.
Yeah, white Powerade before football game.
Yeah, I remember.
And it was, I don't think if we lost it was because like, oh, dang it, I didn't eat my cakes, but I sure love those cakes.
You just wanted cakes and Powerade.
Speaking of cakes, Oreo Cakesters, bring them back.
Don't. Hashtag. God, Oreo Cakesters, stop.
Don't. I don't know who you are over not liking Oreo Cakesters.
They were bad, Tommy. They were so bad. They had a bad taste.
Nope, don't badmouth Oreo Cakesters.
What are you doing?
In my presence.
You have to sing to Oreo Cakesters.
No.
They said, you sing, we'll think about bringing it back.
Nope.
Do it.
Anyway, if you guys know or have any superstitions, let us know.
Yeah, we'll probably do another episode more researched. I mean, we researched this one pretty good. Don't roll your eyes at me.
You couldn't hear me roll my eyes, but I tried.
You heard it. You heard it. I heard it.
But yeah, let us know. Reach out to us. We like to hear from you. Let us know what you want to talk about. What you want us to talk about.
Yeah, reach out, don't touch.
Yeah, don't touch. Come, wash your hands first.
Yeah, soap and water. Hot soap and water.
We have our email, BensonandBensonCast@gmail.com.
Yeah, we got our Facebook and Instagrams and everything else you can get a hold of us on.
Yep, and Rachel mentioned our merch at anchor.com.
Not
you can
Anchor.
Search for us.
Teespring.
Teespring.com. Anchor is where you can listen to us.
It's where we record and do all of our other stuff. Probably heard the ad for it earlier.
Yeah. Alright. Until then, try to keep yourself safe. Clean your hands.
We have fun.
We have fun.